This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The Brass Tacks on Energy.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The U.S. spends gobs and gobs of money on Middle Eastern oil. We all know that. But if the country's going to wean itself off the black gold, it still needs lots of money to invest in other kinds of energy. Today, Congress gets its first crack at the numbers President Bush is proposing. Marketplace's Sam Eaton reports.
The Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee will be awash in budget numbers today relating to the president's energy proposal. $250 million for nuclear energy research, $268 million for clean coal, and at least $120 million apiece for biofuels and solar programs. But energy lobbyist Frank Misano says those figures are nothing more than placeholders.
The budget process is a very long, arduous process, which will take many twists and turns.
And he says today's budget hearing with Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman is only the kickoff. While there may be bipartisan consensus on the U.S.'s need to invest in renewable energy, he says finding the money won't be easy. With a tight wartime budget and midterm elections ahead, the debate over some of the president's more controversial programs, like nuclear reprocessing, should be lively. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
A couple of well-known companies are sharpening the job scissors. Blockbuster has announced the second round of layoffs in less than a year, 200 employees, and another 100 jobs will go unfilled. Blockbuster's trying to save some $75 million. And today, Oracle announces its fat-trimming plans after the $5.8 billion takeover of Siebel Systems. The Associated Press says more than 1,000 jobs could go. Here's a company that's hot. Well, I should say caliente. Univision, the Spanish language network, is up for sale. It reaches almost every Latino household, so media giants like News Corp and Viacom are licking their chops. But it's not just TV that has them excited. Jeff Tyler has more.
On top of its television network, Univision owns 62 TV stations and 69 radio stations. It has a foothold in the cable and recorded music industries, but perhaps the most overlooked division is Univision Online, the company's Spanish language website. So far, it hasn't been a moneymaker like TV and radio, but that's soon to change, according to analyst Porter Bibb with Media Tech Capital Partners.
The Hispanic consumer hasn't yet gravitated the way the general population has to the Internet. And I'm suggesting that that's going to happen fairly quickly, and it'll be a major profit center for Univision's owners, whoever they might be.
Bibb says that by syncing up video, cable, and radio with the Internet, Univision could triple or quadruple the size of its audience. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Airline meals may be gone for good. American Airlines says it's removing the rear galleys from many of its jets. That's where the flight attendants prepare the food service. The airline is adding seats instead. Delta plans to do about the same thing. Stand-up comics everywhere were saddened by the news. Wall Street kicked it into high gear Wednesday. The Dow gained 1%, 108 points to 10,858. The NASDAQ climbed 22 to 2266, and the S&P 500 was up 10 to 1265. Today, oil is holding near $63 a barrel, and the dollar gained value against the Japanese yen. This is Marketplace. After months of losing money, internet phone provider Vonage hopes money will solve its problems. It's going public to raise cash. Janet Babin reports.
In the first 9 months of 2005, Vonage lost more than $180 million. At the same time, it spent almost that amount in advertising, trying to make itself a household brand. The company hopes the stock sale will help it expand coverage and improve service. Vonage, with its voice-over internet or VoIP service, grew up during the dark days of the telecom collapse. IDC analyst Will Stefega says the company's IPO is a milestone.
And I think it really does send a signal that VoIP is really here. And it's an independent company that started out with basically nothing, and it grew to the market leader right now in the U.S.
But lots of competition looms in the ether, from phone companies, cable providers, and the PC-to-PC calling service, Skype. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Which comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Medtronic, celebrating National Heart Month by encouraging Americans to take action to reduce their risk of heart disease. Medtronic, on the web at Medtronic.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship, on the web at kauffman.org.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. Imagine a gleaming new office park in India. Now imagine the road full of potholes you got to drive on to get to it. This isn't far from the truth. Business is growing so fast in India and China, the countries can't build infrastructure quickly enough. But Chris Farrell says they are building it big time.
The Chinese, they're building a superhighway system that should be as big as the one in the U.S. by 2025. The Indian government, 15-year project to widen and pave some 40,000 miles of national highways. It's also the U.S. In your neck of the woods, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the California governor, he's unveiled a huge $222 billion plan to rebuild the state's infrastructure. And I think as we see more infrastructure spending, we should see faster economic growth worldwide.
Where is the money coming from for all of this?
A lot of it is borrowed. We live in a world where there is so much money sloshing around looking for an investment opportunity. And I think one of the things become very clear in China and in India and elsewhere in the developing world is there are two stumbling blocks to rapid economic growth. One is education. The other is the infrastructure. You need a better telecommunications system, a reliable electricity system. You need roads that trucks can really move along on. And so the governments around the world are recognizing that this is where they need to spend some money.
One thing I've heard a lot is that some of these infrastructure projects, like the highways and such, aren't being well built, which could cause problems down the road.
You know, I think that's always a risk, particularly when things are being done pell-mell. There's a lot of corruption in this area. Things are going to be done fast. Corners are going to be cut. I think you're absolutely right. But I think the return on that investment is still going to be greater than the cost of corruption or the cost of cutting corners that will also go on in many of these projects.
You mentioned California. What is it about that project that's interesting?
What we've seen in California and elsewhere in the United States, particularly in the 80s and 90s, there has been a decline in a certain type of investment. And so what I find intriguing is that we are having an investment in infrastructure in California. I think we're having an investment in infrastructure elsewhere around the country because there's a recognition that the bottlenecks are starting to exact an economic cost. And as we deal with this global economy, we love to talk about, the offshoring and the telecom firms and knowledge work. But boy, you know, that shipping, road, electricity, infrastructure, boy, that is really the base of the new economy. And it's been starved of investment for too long.
Chris Farrell is economics editor for our weekend program, Marketplace Money. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
American Public Media. It sounds like the perfect drug for driven college students.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.